This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these elapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves washing against you, it is apparent that for the time being, you are one of us, a traveler visiting us from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale of prowess.
Certain rituals are found in different species all across the world. Celebrations, mourning, big events where people would gather. But there were smaller rituals too. Games, meals, grooming. Of course, looks weren't as important as they once were. There were no models. No movie stars, no influencers, no one taking pictures for magazines. But people still wanted to feel good about how they looked, want to smile when they walked by a mirror, stare at their reflection in a glass window a little too long. Grooming was practical, too. No one wanted hair getting tangled in branches, and using makeup to camouflage kept a person hidden from prey during a hunt. That's why Mel sat on a tree stump behind her sister Callie, carefully braiding her hair. Callie had long, dark hair that seemed supernaturally drawn to whatever it could tie itself around. Ever since they had gone on the run, Mel had taken the time every few weeks to tie down Callie's hair the best she could. And, in return, Callie would read aloud while Mel worked. They would only ever carry one book at a time, so as to not over-encumber themselves. But they never read the same genre twice in a row. Romance, horror, historical drama, anything. Whatever book they could get their hands on first, after they finished the last. Mel carefully worked the strands over each other, listening to her sister's voice describe some alien planet. A barren world with purple deserts for miles, only broken up by small cities, no more than four blocks in any direction. A world completely different from the dense forest they had been traveling through. Mal knew Callie missed when they could do this, watching a movie or reruns of some old show they grew up watching. But Mal preferred the books 10 times over. She savored getting to hear Callie read a passage, only to interrupt herself with several minutes of commentary. She liked the voices Callie would sometimes give the characters, liked the way she would get so invested in the story that Mal could hear the emotion in her voice, even without seeing her face. Even after so many books, she was still always excited for the next, even if she wasn't excited for the actual braiding itself. As she braided, she thought to herself, as she had so many other times, that someday she would convince Callie to chop off all this hair. To keep it short, like Mal did, and save them both all the hassle. But she knew she never would. Mal could never ask her to. This time was far too precious to her. Mal would never get to send Callie off to prom or college, and she had come to terms with that. But that made the special moments they could have together, to sit and read and talk and braid hair, that made times like this worth everything.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And thus concludes this week's Tale of Prowess. Thank you for joining us, and have a safe journey, traveler. This week's tale was written and produced by Rachel Leota, with a theme composed by Abigail Hines.